We're rolling.
So that last episode was amazing.
Not the feedback we got.
You came up with the show notes.
Yeah.
Who thought it would be a good idea to do a Christmas episode with zero photography hints on a photography podcast?
Mm-hmm. We call that live and learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next year?
Next year, double up it on the photo.
And maybe the funny, too.
It's all photo. Yeah, I think it would have been okay if it was mildly entertaining.
Right.
I think a lot of what I was doing was very funny. And you just kept throwing cold water on it. Nope, never heard of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So next, live and learn. Sorry about that, everybody.
You know what? Let's teach some photo stuff this week.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 51. Of the Two Hosers Photo Show. I am Alan in Vancouver. As always, with me is...
Adam.
Really think we could have done a better job for 50.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was 50 until right now.
Yeah, I should have said 50. It was the big 50. I don't think 50 is the big one. I think next week, episode 52, the one-year mark for me.
Okay.
1 year is
the big
one. That's
kind of because we dropped the ball on 50.
You did drop the ball.
It was the eggnog. It was the eggnog.
Never have eggnog.
I've never claimed to be funny on eggnog.
No one does.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that I can't think of anything funny now. Must be eggnog hangover. Nog over. I got a nog over, man. Nothing. I was going to say somebody. I couldn't think of anybody who was funny. Like super some. Bob Hope was all I could think of. And meh.
Yeah.
So.
Not my generation.
How was Christmas, man?
Awesome.
Christmas.
There was stuff. Yeah, there was presents.
You remember the time you opened all those presents?
Yeah.
Really, your kids.
It was Christmas.
Did.
We didn't, again, for myself, just a couple of things. It wasn't about us.
Have you at least used your camera since then?
Yes. I've taken pictures.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. I have like to say, I'm a big proponent. Like, I'm going to, you know, rip on the big purchase that I just made. Yeah, I shouldn't have bought that. Yeah. Big waste of money.
Really wish you hadn't talked me into that.
Yeah, yeah.
First the bad camera and then the eggnog Christmas episode. What next?
All I'm going to remember, worst Christmas memory, the eggnog episode.
The eggnog episode.
And we got some really good feedback about that.
Yeah, hey, they're calling it the ENE.
I'm scared to read the feedback, so yeah. I haven't been on there.
It's a good thing you can't read or write.
Yeah.
That's otherwise, your ego might be
sure,
damaged.
Sure, people will really like nice on us. That's how people are on the internet these days, right? They're really nice on it.
Up until now, our listeners have been very nice.
Oh, yeah?
And now they're just being honest.
Okay.
Yeah. Now they don't mind letting you have it.
All right.
And at first I got all defensive, like, oh yeah, they're just saying that. And then I had a re-listen.
Yeah.
They're not just saying that.
No, it was bad.
Yeah.
Okay, we apologize.
Yeah. Can I go back and delete that?
They're not all home runs.
They're not all. Great. Great attitude. Ah, you know, what are you going to do? We'll cut you a refund, all
yeah.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if we do it in that voice or not. Christmas to me, I love Christmas. Great Christmas.
Yeah.
Great times. Took a lot of pictures, of course.
Right.
You got it. Baby's first Christmas.
First
right?
Christmas, yeah. Did you have the bib that said baby's first Christmas?
No.
It's kind of tacky.
Uh-huh. We were given the present, though, the full outfit that says baby's first Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Still tacky.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. Is she wearing it in any of the pictures?
The person who gave it to us might be listening to this episode.
So you, yes.
So I'm going to say, yeah, of course we have it, and not tacky at all.
Oh, it's amazing.
Love it.
Yeah. We had the bib.
That's the bib?
Yeah.
That's less of a commitment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we have the baby's first Christmas, and you want to make sure that every single moment is recorded, you know, for later on in life, she can completely ignore it.
Right.
You know, how many pictures do you need from maybe two?
Yeah.
You know, and really one?
One would be fine.
One's fine. So that's what we're going to do next year.
Just make sure you got her eating the wrapping paper.
That's the key. That's all you need to know. And even if she won't eat it, you make her eat it.
Yeah.
I rub baby nip on it. And she goes crazy. It's awesome seeing her just go nuts for it. So, yeah, but to me, Christmas is always like a sneeze.
Okay.
Like, you know how, like, there's snot all over the Christmas tree?
No. When Jack had a cold, so yes, I do know.
No, when, like, you know, when you're about to sneeze, like, that second before you sneeze, it's really awesome. And then, like, the sneeze happens. It's kind of, you know, all right, that was all right.
Yeah.
You know, but that moment just before. So, for me, Christmas Eve, that anticipation when I was a kid was always awesome. Hey, you know what we should do tell more Christmas stories. That's the award-winning formula that got us to episode 51. Oh, man. If they crack the code, everybody.
Yeah.
Tell non-photo-related Christmas stories. And you know what? Make them long.
And guess what? I rethought my list of the favorite Christmas show, Christmas song. You want me to go through them?
Yeah, we'll save that for Easter.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just do that at Easter, and we'll sort that out. So
feedback was, get to photography stuff, nimwits.
Nimwits?
Is that a word?
That's Nimrods and Dimwits all
together. Yeah, I like it.
I'm keeping it. We'll see what kind of feedback we get on that.
Nitwits. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Nimrod. So what did you shoot?
Just that, what we said.
Yeah.
Christmas pictures, kids' presents, tree, that stuff. I didn't take as many photos as I otherwise would have, but my wife said enjoy it, and I listened to the advice of both her and you saying sometimes put the camera down and just kind of enjoy it. So I only took a few pictures, and then I put the camera away, and I just enjoyed the family.
You know what ends up happening with me, though? I think we talked about this before, is you end up going to these Christmas events, and you figure, like, everybody you know has a DSLR in the family.
Yeah.
So you think, okay, well, great, they'll bring their camera. But they're like, oh, of course Adam will bring his camera.
Yeah.
And so you don't, and they're all of a sudden disappointed.
Yeah.
And my favorite part is when they, like, put on a good face and try to pretend like they're not disappointed, and then they sort of kick you in the shins.
Yeah.
Thanks for wrecking Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. We really expected you to bring your camera, and now that you didn't, you ruined Christmas.
Yes. And so there was really no other reason for you to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been the last couple of Christmases for me. Not just Christmas, cut to every day, every event I'm ever invited to. Hey, Al bring his complete recording gear. Maybe he'll make a movie of it.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll make a feature-length motion picture of our kid's first birthday party. Yeah, I won't. So I shot a few photo sessions leading up to Christmas, but then same as you, a little bit of Christmas and moved on.
Okay.
This week's going to be a little bit shorter show. Because we have to make up for last week being the big lead balloon. That's what we're calling it.
Yeah.
And C, was there a B?
No.
Two?
No.
Three? I don't know. The other reason is it's, you know, the middle week of holidays here. New Year's is coming up. And who's listening to us?
Probably not.
Not even people. My wife. My wife's not
listening. Some people might listen to us after Christmas. Get caught up. Disappointed with the just skip episode 50. If you haven't listened yet, if by any chance you're listening to 51 and you didn't listen to 50, congratulations.
You win. You won the you passed the test.
You just saved yourself an hour of complete embarrassment. You're embarrassed for knowing who the two hosers are.
The worst part is the guy who helped you buy your camera, Chris G.
Yeah.
We said we'd mention him in the show.
Yeah.
Did not mention him until the 4-hour mark.
Yeah.
By then, there's nobody listening.
If anyone listened to the 48th minute mark, I apologize to you wholeheartedly.
No, that part was funny.
Was it good?
Well, the last 3 minutes, I think we should have put at the front.
Okay.
And then erase the rest.
It's backloaded. That's how we do it. Backload our episode.
Oh, it's all tease.
Yeah.
So anyway, photo challenge. That's a carryover.
Yeah.
So what was the photo challenge from 2 weeks ago?
Candle picture.
Candle or candles.
Yes.
So let's motor into that. Let's go. Yours is up. Let's go with yours first.
I bought that candle at Superstore.
Good story. Let's go into mine.
5 minutes before I took that picture. And then I got a call from you saying, hey, are you done with your picture yet? And so I rushed. I'm actually pretty happy with how it turned out, but I threw this on the dining room table. I used two lights, so I have very little ambient light in this picture at all. It's shot on an ISO of 100. I used an umbrella to the camera's left, really, really close, and powered all the way down to, I think, 1/64th power.
Right.
And that's lighting the camera on the left. You see the shadow on the right. And then I've got another light up high on the right that's pointed at the Christmas tree because I wanted to get the Christmas lights, and so I needed a really little light in the room in order to get the Christmas light effect. So then I got one light on the Christmas tree, and again powered down to, I think, 132 power, 132nd, however you want to say that. And then I shot this on an f2 real close to the candle to get the blurry background.
Looks great.
That's it.
I love it. Love what's going on with the lights in the background.
I specifically chose that candle because I like the texture.
Yeah.
And it was a bargain. They were just giving them away at Superstore.
Four?
So, I don't know, $4 or something like that.
That's that a bargain?
I don't know. It's a huge candle. I'll burn that for the next 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That worked out great.
The best part is it's also really hard to blow the flame out. So when my kids, you know, argue over who's going to get to blow the candle out, I can snap off like 20 pictures.
Oh, that's good.
There's that.
And they can hyperventilate. Easy to put them to sleep when they've passed out. Yeah. Hey, child services. Woohoo.
And the candle smells like cranberry.
Oh, man. This just is a win-win-win.
Yeah. So let's look at yours. You mine's awesome. I don't think we need a critique.
Mine does not smell like cranberry.
Yeah.
So I don't know what mine smells like. Fake trees.
Do you have any criticism? I was kidding about you. We don't have to critique it. Do you have it? Or even anything that you would love to rave about because it's awesome.
It is good. If the flame was bigger, I wouldn't cry, but really.
So should I add a gasoline?
Gasoline. Kerosene would do it. get your kids to do it. That would have been fun. That would have been fun to see.
Yeah.
I'm more nitpicking, if anything. The only thing I could think of is maybe the flame should have not been back, like have a light behind it, maybe in the dark area.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
But I got to be honest, that is really nitpicking after the fact, and I never would have done that. P.S. I would have done that. I'm a super pro. But you know, I mean, if I was you,
yeah,
I would never have done that. Yeah. No, I would have been thrilled that I got my Velcro shoes on by myself and moved on.
Okay. All right. Al's peeing himself. He's so pleased with that last insult. He's peeing himself.
A little bit. All right. Here's my flames. Okay. And this one is set in a fake forest that my dad makes.
He makes fake forests.
He makes the fake trees, and then you assemble your own fake forest.
Are those made out of plasticine?
Those are made out of wood.
Oh.
I don't know if you've ever been to a forest, but trees are made of wood.
So?
So these ones are made out. These are made of wood and painted, hand-cut, okay. Hand-cut on the bandsaw, and or jigsaw. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'm not writing a biography on these trees, all right? But he makes these, and we give them out every year, actually. I think you guys have
four of them. Yeah, we do. And ours have names on them and everything.
Yeah, we put names on them and the year that we gave them to you. And whenever people have new kids, they get a new tree.
Cool.
Yay.
Yay.
This is what I talked about last week in the award-winning podcast called the Eggnog episode. Trademark.
Yeah.
We like to make things to give to people.
Yes.
So that's what this was. So anyways, so I wanted to get a nice candle, but my dad does not have any.
So it's a tea light.
It's a tea light. I didn't want to use a tea light because they're kind of boring, but it's all we had. So I went and grabbed one, pulled it out of the little tinfoil thing it comes in.
Yeah.
And dropped it down there. That's what we did.
Okay, so that second light in the background, is that a reflection or is that just a really blurry second candle?
That is a reflection.
Okay.
So we had two reflections going on here. We have the reflection below in the glass.
Oh, okay, that's in the glass.
It's sitting on glass. It's just actually in a like a curio cabinet.
Don't know what that is. Okay.
So it's got like a glass kind of shelf and then a mirror behind it. So that on the left-hand side, you can sort of see a dark shape. That's actually me. Out of focus.
Yep.
That's
me. See it.
Yeah. That's me taking the picture.
Dark, shady figure.
Standard. But I purposely positioned myself so that this fourth reflection, I don't know how many reflections are there. I guess the third reflection would be blocked by the candle mostly. So you see the top left of the candle, this little bit of rim around it.
Yeah.
That's actually the reflection of the reflection.
Okay.
We just went through the matrix there to get to that. So anyway, that's candle.
I stopped thinking about it.
That's candle.
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
It's a little bit dark for me. That's it. That's all I got. It is a bit dark. I like the picture. It just
but like, see, to me, I was trying to make it dark
because
it's like nighttime.
Yeah.
You know? And that's when like, I don't light a lot of candles at noon.
That's true.
So I don't light a lot of candles at dark either. But my wife does, I think. And so I wanted to have it. I wanted to kind of make it look like a forest scene.
Yeah.
So there is on the left side, you can see a little bit backlight on that tree.
Yeah, I like that.
That's just
like the backlight. It's kind of the blurred backlight.
It's just That's just the ambient light from like a overhang, like a desk lamp or something. I don't know what the heck to call it. It's not a chandelier, but whatever.
I got confused by the brown sky.
That part is definitely, I should have gone black and white there, but that's just a reflection of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make sure there was enough, you know, ambient light to backlight that tree. And then I really cranked down the white balance so it would appear very blue.
So that's an ISO 100?
ISO 1600.
Why?
I wanted the shutter speed.
Oh, okay.
So that's ISO 1600 f1.8, wide open on the 85 millimeter lens. And actually got a shutter speed of 1/200th.
Okay.
So that's the photo challenge. That's the candle. I clearly win. Ding, ding, ding.
I think I win.
I think you probably do. But only because yours smells like cinnamon.
Cranberries.
Cranberries. We'll start with C, to be fair. So this week's topic,
how Boxing to not Day. Blow another episode.
I wish that was this week's topic.
How to take back episode 50.
Yeah. How to get that DeLorean up and running so you can go back and make it never happen. No, we'll do some, how about we do some photo stuff this week?
Okay.
You know, the weather outside is frightful. Oh, no.
He's doing it again. I'm not doing it.
But the weather is cold, though.
It's okay. It can get cold.
Oh, here we go.
Zero
cold? Oh, here comes Yes And. Here comes Captain Yes And.
What do you want me to say?
Oh, no, because you know what? Yeah, we're talking about just our little neck of the woods.
For the people in
Winnipeg. The whole world. This goes out to the world, Adam.
Right? What about the people in Africa?
What about
the people in India?
Well, let's make it Adam-centric. Okay, great.
Because right now they're just shaking their head going, no, it's not.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah, they're big fans of the two hosers. No, my weather checker says it's 5 degrees now.
Yeah.
When we're recording this. And so maybe it's not that cold now.
No.
It has been cold, below zero.
Sure.
Okay. Wow. Wonder why last episode was so terrible. Yeah. Here I am trying to, you know, tee it up for you. No.
Captain Realism, that's what I'm called.
Okay, well, this week's episode is not for Adam.
Nope.
This is for about cold weather shooting. What happens in cold weather? How do you take good care of your camera?
You've got to tell us. I don't know.
Yeah, well, no reason for you to know. Why don't you just go sit on the couch till I'm done? Captain Hawaii over here. Outside suntanning earlier today. Ah, it's only 3 walking around barefoot on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Cold weather. Cold weather, it's freezing.
Okay, oh my God.
Just finished making my last snowman of the day.
I got to go put the heater on.
Yeah. I'm going to throw my snowshoes and see if I can go out to the garage.
Have you ever heard of the concept of too much?
Oh, no, sorry.
So what are some of the challenges that you face shooting in cold weather?
Sometimes the camera can fog.
Not the
camera, the lens.
I was going to save that for the big ending, but let's just do it now. That to me is the biggest one. And oftentimes I'm a little bit nervous to take my camera outside because it's my, you know, it's my tool belt.
Yeah.
That's how I make my living. And I always, you know, I get nervous about, you know, how cold is too cold. Well, your camera is actually pretty sturdy. Even like the lower end digital ones, you take them outside. I know there's guys who go out there and shooting real cold, like -20, and get away with it. And I'm sure we have some listeners in Winnipeg who are doing that right now. Wow. Winnipeg.
Yeah.
-20.
I don't want to deal with it.
That's the highs. So you can take it outside, but where does the problem happen? I'll try that in English. Where the problem happens is when you bring it inside.
Right, cold to warm.
It's going from the really cold to the really warm, that because there's moisture in the air when you come inside and your camera, as it heats up, it gathers all that moisture.
Right.
As you can imagine, moisture is not good for your camera.
Or electronics in general.
Electronics in general, but specifically for the lens too, even without electronics. But yeah, for electronics, no, you don't want it. And that's what's scary to me.
I can't wait till you tell us how we can stop this from being a bad thing.
Oh, I know. The anticipation is killing me. The move that here's I recommend you do. Buy yourself a very expensive accessory called a plastic bag.
Ziploc.
Made by the Ziploc Corporation.
Yeah.
That's what I use. That way, what you end up doing, you put your, when you're still outside, before you come in, you put your entire camera in the bag.
Yeah.
Squeeze out as much of the air as you can, zip it shut. when you go inside, as the camera warms up, the bag develops the moisture on the outside. So once your camera's warm, you pull it out of the bag, you're good to go.
And then what do you do with the Ziploc bag?
Use it again next week.
Oh.
Next time. It's reusable. So I don't
have to throw it out.
No, no. It's not contaminated with anything.
Just now, moisture.
The important thing is that you do it outside.
Right.
You don't bring it in, or make sure you have the bag outside with you, too.
Acclimatize it.
It's a good way to do it, unless it's brand new when there's no air in it at all. Then you're okay. But I carry around two or three of these in my bag at all times. In fact, oftentimes when I go out shooting with just my camera, I'll have one in my back pocket ready to go. Then I'll forget about it until I'm in, you know, the steam room. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
But my other move, you know, the little secret move that I didn't think of the first 65 times I did this, I take my card outside before I put my camera in the bag.
You take the card out of the camera before the camera goes in. And how come?
So I don't have to wait for the camera to warm up to download my pictures.
And approximately how long would you think that it would need to stay in the warm temperatures of your house or car before you take it out?
All depends on how cold to how warm, and how long you've been outside.
Right.
It takes a while to cool down.
You waiting for the moisture to develop on the bag? Like, you want to see it?
No, oftentimes you can't see it, especially in Vancouver where, like Adam did allude to earlier. It doesn't, the swings don't get as bad as, say, Winnipeg or something like that.
Yeah.
So you can't always see the moisture, but it's there. It's definitely there. It's accumulating. So in other places, perhaps, you know, if you're in a real moist environment inside, you're going to see the moisture happen. But most times you're not going to. But that's the silent killer. Ooh, that probably sounded pretty bad.
Yeah.
You get the idea. The invisible. I meant to say invisible. So I take the card out so that I'm ready to go ahead and load my pictures. While that's happening, I then feel my camera every once in a while and just see if it's warmed up enough where I can safely pull it out.
Okay.
Kind of a judgment call.
Yeah. It's a good tip, though. I think everybody will use that.
That's the number one tip. And it's really, it costs you almost nothing. A couple cents for a Ziploc bag. Though the trick is when you're out shooting with your 70 to 200 f/2.8 and that's a huge lens, what do you do? Well, guess you get a big bag.
Yeah.
You find yourself a big bag or some sort of option there. In a pinch, I will put my camera back in the camera bag and bring that inside, let the whole thing warm up together. Not as good as Ziploc, but it will do the trick. It will save you some headache.
Okay.
So that's the move number one there. What else happens? Your batteries do not last.
Yeah, you told me this. I didn't realize it until you mentioned it, and then I did notice it.
Wow.
Yeah, I got that all out.
That's some circular confused. Logic.
Yeah. But yeah,
don't what Donnie Don't does.
I think the point is they don't last as long.
They don't last. You get out there, and all of a sudden, your battery is just plummeting. It's just disappearing. And there's really no way around that.
Bring more batteries.
Bring more batteries. That's for one. You got to bring more batteries. They just don't last. When you do bring extra batteries, and I only have one extra battery for each of my cameras.
I have zero.
Well, it ends up you probably don't use it in the same fashion that I do.
No.
I found that, like, for myself, I'm not the kind of guy who needs, like, you know, 50 batteries. Who's going to go on some longs? If you're going on a safari or something, you're going to want to have a lot of batteries.
Yeah.
But for me, I always found two is great because you get a long enough life out of them that you can be charging one while you're using the other.
Right.
So for me, it's always kind of a leapfrog situation. But if you have a few to take outside with you in the cold, if you're going to be shooting for a long day, you're going to need batteries. So the best thing to do is obviously make sure they're charged. But the second thing is don't leave them in your bag. Your bag is cold. What you're going to do is you're going to want to either put them in your pocket, which be slightly warmer, or actually keep them inside your jacket next to your body. So your body heat will keep them warm.
Maybe you should put them on like one of those bullet vests.
That's what I have.
Battery style.
I have a bandolier for batteries. No, I don't have that many batteries. But ideally, you'd keep them in your armpit.
Okay.
That would be the great place. That comfy.
I'm going to tape them to my armpit.
I've seen your body hair. You're not taping anything anywhere. All right, Mr. Animal Steel?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the other move is to do that. The thing that I like to tip, give a tip to people. Boy, my English is terrible. Not just in the cold, but when your battery's low in general. My first tip is turn off your LCD screen.
Because that eats a lot of battery?
It does eat a lot of battery. And I mean, obviously it goes off by itself, but turn off the review time. You know how you take the picture and it automatically pops up for
2 seconds.
2 seconds is the default usually.
Yeah.
Turn it off entirely. So that if you want to look, you can still hit the play button and get rid of it, but it doesn't come up every time. And that can be a real battery eater, especially at the end. Now, I don't know how it goes now, because these batteries are fantastic. Like the new batteries that like say the 5D has, or yours probably has, your new T2i, the technology is amazing. It lasts forever.
I was surprised too by this point that the battery was charged when it came out. I thought, oh, I just bought this. I want to take it out and start playing with it, but I'm gonna have to charge it. I stuck it in the charger without even thinking that it might already be charged. And in 13 seconds, I looked over and the light was green.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
So someone else was using your camera.
Maybe.
Could be.
I think they pre-charged them.
They probably pre-charged it. That's the thing is back in the old days, and I think it might still hold true. The batteries wouldn't basically run down equally. Like the first quarter would take you a long time.
Right.
Then the next to get down, then to get down a half, not as long. And by the time you got to the quarter, it would go a quarter dead.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more evenly spaced now. But still, that's what I find is it's
once still you get down. Still fine for mine, yeah. On my old camera, for sure, is it would take forever to get to the halfway mark, and from halfway to nothing would not take very much time at all.
Yeah, it would ramp up pretty quick. So that's why I tell people then at that point, turn it off, turn the review to zero, and you'll take better pictures too. So you can chimp once if you want, but once you got it dialed in, fire away and focus on what you're doing. So that's a twofer, that one.
We're just loading up with tips this week.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some into last week's show. I don't know how iTunes works, but if someone could email me.
We get enough in, they'll just start carrying over, backsplashing into last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Another tip is we'll try to keep your camera out of the elements.
Okay.
That's one. I mean, I think you kind of know that, though. Like, you don't see a lot of people running around in the rain with them.
Yep.
Even in the snow, I mean, I try to do my best to keep it out. And the 5D, like the more expensive cameras are somewhat better weather sealed, but still I'm not exactly going to go swimming with mine.
Right.
So I get a little nervous in those situations and I do my best. I have a rain cover for mine that it's actually from my old video camera that I've sort of re-rigged to fit on my 5D. So anything like that, but you find that just a garbage bag and tape, or the Ziploc bag with modified, where you cut a hole for the lens and put the rest inside a plastic bag, that's going to work fine too.
Yeah.
You'll find that Ziploc and duct tape is fantastic. Did that for a number of years
before. I just don't take it out when it's raining.
That's another option. Basically, I also, this is something to look for, not so much for damage, just for your pictures. If you don't notice if it's snowing or lightly raining, it's really easy to get rain or snow on your front element or your lens and not notice.
Okay.
And then maybe, you know, if you're shooting stuff at f/11 or something, all of a sudden you got water spots. That's no fun. That's not how you win awards.
So how do you make sure that doesn't happen?
Just pay attention to it. When I walk around and I try to keep the lens pointed down, so no rain hits the front element, I use my lens hood. Lens hood's great for that. It keeps a lot of stuff off. It's so just basically the main thing is to pay attention to it.
Okay.
Check every once in a while. The other thing that can really happen, and this is what I think we talked about it 2 episodes ago when the show was still good, was the color temperature in the winter and when it's cold is kind of all over the map.
Yeah.
Like for me, it looks very, very blue.
Yes.
Especially in the shadows and the light is you know, it can be really difficult to shoot with. So pay attention to shoot raw, first of all. Pay attention to white balance and figure out what, you know, try the different settings, your cloudy, your shady, all the different ones to try to get what you like. And if you can, shoot with a gray card.
Right.
That would be my recommendation.
And you still haven't explained. And I know we hinted about it, but you haven't explained how to do that.
That's for the new year.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen in the new year. We're going to shoot with a gray card.
And until then, just shoot with white balance that's all out of whack.
Yeah, until then, shoot black and white. That's really the key. Shoot kyanotype.
Next Christmas.
Yeah, don't worry. Next Christmas will be loaded with tips.
Yeah.
Double up. We'll, even a lot of the tips that we've already given, we're just going to repeat them. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So you had another tip for shooting outside in the cold. Or you could just stare blankly. You can just stare blankly.
I can't read it.
It was your tip. Okay.
Stay inside.
Oh, wow. The comedy gets better when with a big pause. The lead up to it when he's trying to squint at the screen.
Stay is inside.
Awesome.
You know what? I said that like 3 hours ago before we started recording all these hilarious podcasts.
That's true. That's a good point. So, yeah, stay inside. Shoot through your front windows.
Yeah.
That's
without
better.
Without the flash.
Oh, don't use the flash. Oh, that is my favorite. Seeing people fire off their point-and-shoot cameras with the flash directly into glass.
I saw someone do that on the ferry today.
No! Yeah,
but she didn't have a point-and-shoot. She had the full-on SLR.
Oh, no.
And she posed them right in front of the glass. And I was just thinking, wow, at a bit of an angle, should have used the window light and all the...
Hey, here's a picture of the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's that. So I didn't give her our card. I didn't feel she was worthy.
Walk away. Yeah, no, after last week's episode, you're right. It's an exclusive club that we encourage to listen to our show.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do you think the people learn from that? Like, do you think that was her first time doing that?
No.
That's the thing is I don't get is why would you keep doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right.
You should ask her.
So let's do a photo challenge for next week. Because this is the last episode of 2011.
Well.
This is it.
How about New Year's?
No, I was going to say that. If you could read, it says Alan. Next, Alan says. Alan
New
says.
Year's challenge. Well, why did you
Year's,
ask me?
It wasn't actually a question.
Oh. Was...
No, the photo challenge for... No, I'll finish it.
Yeah, you're going to ask me?
No, I'm asking you anything. The photo challenge for next week.
A picture of a reindeer.
The first photo challenge of 2012.
Okay.
2012. I don't know how we're doing it. 2012,
yeah,
whatever.
It's all the same.
First one is a New Year's snapshot.
Okay.
Snapshot. It should be a snapshot. We talked about it two episodes ago, how I don't take enough snapshots.
And it could be on your iPhone. If you don't want to carry your SLR to your big New Year's party, it could be on your iPhone or your point and shoot. It doesn't have to be, you know, an SLR picture. How about that?
Absolutely. Try to make it good.
Yeah, if it is good and it is something that you don't feel comfortable with, feel free to send it to us directly. Two hosers.
Oh, there was that.
People get crazy at New Year's. We still like to see the pictures.
Was that thinly veiled?
Yeah.
We won't post those.
We will not post them, just for our amusement.
Okay, that's a good one to know. All right. Well, get out there. Make sure you win. Okay, well, let's do the websites first. Blah, blah, blah. Hi, I'm Adam. You can find me at, all right.
.com.
All right, now you do mine.
Twitter stuff. We got
Twitter.
We have it.
Yeah.
Google Plus now.
You know what? We've been freight training this episode the whole way, and now we're just phoning it in.
Yeah. Well, you finish it, because I forget.
Twohosers.com, that's where you can find both of us. My own stuff is alanattridge.com. We're on Twitter and Flickr and all that stuff. You can find us on twohosers.com. Listen to us in iTunes.
2012 is going to be a big year.
Oh, good.
Big. Look forward to
it. I mean, not Twohosers-wise, just in general.
Yeah.
You know,
big year.
With all the stuff that's going on with the euro and all that, it's going to be a big year. Yeah. And we'll discuss that next week. Next week is all about economics. It's all about the Laffer Curve and the Holly Snoot Tariff Act. It's going to be awesome.
The history of the world by the two hosers.
What kind of a nerd just improvs the Holly Snoot Tariff Act? Wow, my wife is a lucky woman. What a winner.
Until then?
Until then, we'll get out there and have a safe New Year's.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best to not drink my head off.
Okay.
Because it turns out being hungover with a small baby in the house, no fun.
Yeah.
Not that fun to play when you're hungover. So, I'm going to be responsible this year. And no, I'm not. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, you'll be irresponsible and your wife will sort it out.
I will party like it's 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was young then.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. So that's it. Everybody get out there and have a good start to the new year. We'll see you in 2012.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. And so until then, get out there and make better photos.